from the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of John. From then, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. And Peter, taking him, began to rebuke him, saying, "Pity thyself, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." But he, turning, said to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense to me, because thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone is willing to come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his soul shall lose it, but whoever shall lose his soul for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world, but throw away his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is about to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall render to every man according to his doing. Amen, I say to you, there are some of those who stand here who shall not taste of death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." A little while, and you shall not behold me. And again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go away to the Father. Then some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us, 'A little while, and you shall not behold me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father'?" They said therefore, "What is this that he says, 'A little while'? We do not know what he speaks." Then Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said to them, "Do you seek with one another concerning this that I said, 'A little while, and you shall not behold me, and again a little while, and you shall see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall sorrow, but your sorrow shall be made into joy. A woman, when she brings forth, has sorrow because her hour has come. But when the little child is born, she remembers no more the affliction, for joy that a man is born into the world. And you now, therefore, indeed have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no one takes from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Amen, amen, I say to you, that whatever things you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Behold, the hour comes, and is now come, that you shall be scattered, every one to his own, and shall leave me alone. And I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you shall have affliction, but have confidence, I have overcome the world." We also read from the work Heaven and Hell, from the chapter on heavenly joy. "One who is in the love of self and love of the world perceives, while he lives in the body, a sense of delight from these loves, and also in the particular pleasures derived from these loves. But one who is in love to God and in love towards the neighbor does not perceive, while he lives in the body, any distinct sense of delight from these loves or from the good affections derived from them, but only a blessedness that is hardly perceptible, because it is hidden away in his interiors and veiled by the exteriors pertaining to the body and dulled by the cares of the world. But after death, these states are entirely changed. The delights of the love of self and of the world are then turned into what is painful and direful, because into such things as are called infernal fire, and by turns into things defiled and filthy, corresponding to their unclean pleasures. And these, surprising to say, are then delightful to them. But the obscure delight and almost imperceptible blessedness of those who in the world were in love to God and in love towards the neighbor are then turned into the delight of heaven and become in every way perceived and felt for the blessedness that lay hidden and unrecognized in their interiors while they lived in the world is then revealed and brought forth into evident sensation because such had been the delight of their spirit, and they are then in the spirit. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.